Welcome to Radio IQ's Virginia On Demand for this Friday. It's a daily podcast from Radio IQ featuring the top stories across Virginia. I'm Jeff Bossert. Google formally announced plans for a data center in Botetourt County Thursday. David Seidel has details.
In a statement, the company said it was committed to funding the water and energy infrastructure upgrades needed for the facility. Google said it was working with the Western Virginia Water Authority to explore multiple options for cooling the data center. It will draw its power from the regional grid, but Google said it has entered into an agreement to purchase the output of the Rocky Forge Wind Project, which is being built in northern Botetourt County. The statement did not include any details about a construction timeline or employment at the facility. While Thursday's announcement confirmed some details of the project, the general outlines have been public since June. That's when Botetourt County announced the sale of a parcel in its economic development park at Greenfield. The project has been the subject of vocal opposition from some county residents who are concerned about development and environmental impacts. I'm David Seidel.
Campaigns for and against Virginia's redistricting amendment are now in full gear. Coming up in a few minutes in their Friday conversation, analysts Jeff Shapiro and Michael Pope will talk about that and everything else in the week in politics and government. Early voting on Virginia's Democrat-led mid-decade redistricting amendment is underway. The effort aims to change the Commonwealth's congressional district lines, but does the language of the question on the ballot itself mislead voters? Brad Kuttner has this report.
When Virginians go to vote on the new redistricting process, they'll be asked a question. Should the Constitution of Virginia be amended to allow the General Assembly to temporarily adopt new congressional districts to restore fairness in the upcoming elections while ensuring Virginia's standard redistricting process resumes for all future redistricting after the 2030 census? But according to a lawsuit filed by the Republican National Committee, the use of the word fairness is a, quote, misleading statement, if not an obvious falsehood. In their eyes, redrawing district lines to favor Democrats is the opposite of fair. The bar to amend Virginia's Constitution is already high. An amendment must pass the legislature twice with an election for the House of Delegates in between. As for the rest of the rules, here's UVA law professor Michael Gilbert.
I mean, it doesn't say a lot.
But Gilbert isn't optimistic for Republicans' misleading language argument, in part because of the concept of the political questions doctrine.
Idea, an impulse that directs federal courts not to resolve questions that are deeply political or that can be resolved or should be resolved through the political process. The issues at hand are really meant for the realm of politics, not for the realm of law.
And while it may be canon for federal courts, Gilbert said state courts often respect it for the same reason, because the solution to those unhappy about it is the same.
They can vote, you know, for candidates, right? They can change who they elect to the General Assembly, and they can put pressure on people to reverse this.
Voters will decide on Virginia's redistricting effort by April 21st. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
State officials say health insurance provider Anthem is still struggling to pay out claims in a timely manner. In a letter, officials at the State Corporation Commission say Virginia law requires insurers to pay out claims within 40 days of when they're received, with some exceptions like a fraudulent claim. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the SCC found back in January that Anthem, quote, experienced issues and system challenges, leading to claims from contracted providers not being paid accurately or within the 40-day window. The insurance provider has faced scrutiny for years for being late on claims payments. Bon Secours Health System sued Anthem in 2023 over unpaid claims in Virginia. Senator Mark Warner has introduced legislation that seeks to help struggling hospitals in rural areas, including those here in the Commonwealth. The Democrat has filed the Save Struggling Hospitals Act with Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Warner talked about the need for the legislation on a call with reporters Thursday.
We have had an unfair funding formula for rural hospitals for decades, and I've been trying to raise the reimbursement rate so that they're not put out of business. Because if a doc has a chance to go to Southwest Virginia, but he gets paid, you know, twice as much to go to Richmond, not many folks are going to go to rural Virginia.
The bill would codify an index policy from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, essentially raising the reimbursement rate for low-wage hospitals, allowing them to retain more staff. Warner added that the legislation is vital as some rural hospitals in Virginia have already closed amid lapsing Affordable Care Act subsidies and cuts in the One Big Beautiful Bill. How much support Warner's bill will garner in Congress is uncertain. North Carolina's photo voter ID law was upheld Thursday. as a federal judge rejected arguments by civil rights groups that Republicans enacted the requirement with discriminatory intent. The decision is a legal victory for Republican legislative leaders in North Carolina who passed the law in late 2018, weeks after voters approved a constitutional amendment backing the idea. The state Supreme Court also upheld the law in 2023. The NAACP, which filed the lawsuit, can appeal the decision. After crossing legal hurdles, the ID mandate under the 2018 law was carried out for the first time in the fall 2023 municipal elections. If you're looking to learn skills in historic preservation, a nonprofit is hosting volunteer work camps in Southwest Virginia this spring. As Roxy Todd reports, volunteers will spend 5 days restoring a historic museum inside the George Washington and Jefferson National Forest.
The Settlers Museum is located in Smith County, about 15 minutes from Marion and along the Appalachian Trail. A nonprofit called HistoriCorps is restoring the museum, which was an operating farm in the 1800s. Hurricane Helene damaged the museum in 2024. Ariel Clark is a program manager at HistoriCorps, which is working with the U.S. Forest Service on the restoration.
It's important that the job stays light and that we're enjoying what we're doing. It'll be fun, like summer camp. Summer work camp.
Clark says many of their volunteers are retired and come from a variety of backgrounds. Some are engineers, others are school teachers. No prior experience is necessary, and volunteers will be trained.
Comfortable climbing, comfortable handling even, you know, bladed tools, power tools.
HistoriCorps will be hosting 5 weekly sessions in May and June, and volunteers will help with tasks like carpentry and painting. Food is provided, and camping is available. HistoriCorps will be hosting more volunteer sessions in Virginia later this year to help restore other sites damaged by Helene, including a former train station located along the Virginia Creeper Trail outside Damascus. I'm Roxy Todd.
The campaigns for and against Virginia's redistricting amendment are kicking into high gear. Radio IQ politics analyst Jeff Shapiro and Michael Pope recap the week in politics and state government.
All right, a lot of news to get to this week, starting with that statewide referendum. Voting is now underway. It will go through next month. And Jeff Shapiro, every time you turn on your television or watch anything on YouTube, you're seeing Obama. And now there's a new commercial with Governor Spanberger.
Yes, Abigail Spanberger, who was once rather lukewarm on these rigged congressional districts, voted early in favor of this tweak to the Constitution that's going to allow the Democrats in the legislature to manipulate boundaries to create, they believe, a 10-1 Democratic advantage in the congressional delegation that would cost the Republicans 4 of their 5 seats. But Spanberger is also on the air talking up this initiative, if dare one call it, to Virginians. It's important to point out that Republicans, too, are on the air, not as many big names or big voices, but nonetheless trying to compete for the eyes, the ears, the hearts, and the votes of Virginians. P.S. The Spanberger appearance in this ad follows as well her signing of an executive order that returns Virginia to a 26-state election security consortium that was joined by Virginia under a Republican governor, Bob McDonnell, and was yanked from it by a Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin. He was trying to affirm his Trump bona fides. By the way, that order by Youngkin also did away with the restriction on purges of voter rolls 90 days before an election. The Spanberger executive order reverses that. All of this trying to convey to Virginians the importance of their vote in this mid-April referendum.
So that's what the Democrats are doing, throwing tons of money at the airwaves. The Republicans are really struggling. They have not raised as much money. They're not putting as much money into the no vote campaign. However, if you look at the early voting totals, Jeff Shapiro, it looks like the Republican areas are leading in the early vote.
Yeah, this big financial advantage for the Democrats. We're talking, you know, 20 million plus versus, you know, maybe 5 million or so for the Republicans. However, the Republicans have been very good about mobilizing the grassroots, getting voters out early to vote against this anti-Trump gerrymandering. And the biggest, most robust turnouts have been in the areas of the state where the votes are not terribly abundant, the countryside, but reliably red jurisdictions. This has been a real pick-me-up for Republicans, and it's led some of them to believe that they may actually have a chance to defeat this thing. But the Democrats have yet to put the pedal to the metal. In addition to all of these television ads, folks are showing up on the doors in lots of Democratic jurisdictions, including here in Richmond.
And then finally, those wind turbines off the coast of Hampton Roads are finally cranking out power. You could say the future is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd quarrel with that. What's really interesting, I think, about this is happening at the same time the U.S. is in a war, clearly a war for oil with Iran. These offshore turbines, part of a giant project by Dominion Energy, was the largest wind farm on the East Coast. It was initially scuttled by the Trump administration. The local utility went to court, had that order reversed. However, even with these turbines just beginning to produce some energy, enough for maybe 3,700 homes, as we're told, the legal issues have yet to be decided. And who knows, perhaps a judge will say the president was acting with authority.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we have been joined by politics analyst and UVA scholar Jeff Shapiro. Talk to you next week.
In the forecast, a front is bringing significant changes to our region today. We'll have rain, including some thunderstorms, especially by afternoon and evening. Breezy conditions, temperatures from 50 in Fredericksburg to around 75 for Southside by 5 p.m. today. Tonight we'll see rain end and skies clear out overnight, still breezy, especially along the Blue Ridge, and cold. Lows in the upper 20s to around 36 in Danville. Sunny skies Saturday, but fairly breezy and cooler. Highs in the upper 40s to around 56 for Danville. Low 50s for many in areas east. Sunday fairly sunny and a little breezy. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Thank you for listening to Virginia On Demand, and a little reminder to subscribe and tell your friends about it. For Radio IQ, I'm Jeff Bosworth.